The jet's hanging in the air for a few moments before the crew ejects, their parachutes opening, before the planes plunge to the ground, exploding on impact. The base was briefly locked down, but no one on the ground was injured.
No rushing at all this morning for hundreds of thousands of commuters who would normally be using the busiest rail system in the country. A strike stopping the Long Island Railroad completely. Negotiations underway now. This is ABC News. Just the very mention of artificial intelligence has been creating tense moments at some recent university commencement ceremonies. Here be ABC's Sophie Flay.
For Gen Z graduates, AI anxiety may be reaching a boiling point.
It was the architects of artificial intelligence. Interesting.
The former CEO of Google was booed multiple times while discussing artificial intelligence during a commencement speech at the University of Arizona this weekend.
Artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
And at this commencement speech at the University of Central Florida, a real estate executive was booed for mentioning AI.
Jury deliberations begin in Oakland, California today in a lawsuit brought by Elon Musk against OpenAI founder Sam Altman and the company. Musk claims OpenAI leaders violated the organization's founding mission by shifting to a for-profit structure. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Rescue groups say hundreds of beagles are still inside Ridgeland Farms, even after 1,500 dogs were removed. The Blue Mounds facility says it's finalizing arrangements for the remaining dogs. This comes after Ridgeland Farms agreed to surrender its breeding license by July 1st under a settlement tied to animal cruelty allegations. Advocates say they're now focused on rescuing the remaining beagles and targeting other laboratory dog breeders nationwide. The Wisconsin Humane Society recently received about 130 rescued beagles at its Milwaukee and Green Bay campuses. The Madison VA Hospital is getting millions of dollars for infrastructure improvements and modernization projects. The Department of Veterans Affairs says the Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital will receive more than $8.5 million in funding. This comes as part of a nationwide VA investment to modernize healthcare facilities. Planned upgrades include ambulatory care, security, and energy improvements. Hospital leaders say the funding will keep the facility safe, efficient, and equipped to provide high-quality care for veterans. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Brule State Fish Hatchery in northern Wisconsin will remain open after Wisconsin lawmakers approved $4 million in emergency funding for the Department of Natural Resources. The move comes 1 month after the DNR announced the closure of the Brule and Osceola fish hatcheries and reduced fish stocking due to funding shortfalls. The dispute stems from broader financial problems within the state's fish and wildlife account as rising costs continue to put pressure on fisheries management programs. During Tuesday's hearing, the Joint Finance Committee approved nearly $2.9 million for fisheries management and another $1.14 million for wildlife management. But lawmakers sharply disagreed over who was responsible for the funding shortfall and hatchery closures. Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha blamed the committee for waiting too long to respond to the DNR's request, saying delays disrupted important fish stocking timelines.
And so I think that they did the best with what they could. The delay on this committee, I think, significantly impacted that. And that's something that we should work to avoid in the future.
Senator Romaine Quinn of Birchwood pushed back on criticism of the committee, saying the DNR gave lawmakers too little time to respond before announcing hatchery closures and stocking cuts. Quinn also warned some fish stocking reductions may not be reversible, even with the emergency funding now approved.
That is unacceptable. This should not have happened. Republicans did not cut any money from the fisheries budget. You were kept whole on the last amount, and they had 9 months to tell us that they were going to cut walleye in this state.
Quinn also noted he previously pushed for additional bonding money for the Brule hatchery during the last state budget cycle, though the funding was later vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. The committee ultimately approved the emergency funding, requiring the DNR to continue operations at the Brule hatchery. The future of the Osceola hatchery remains unclear. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
News updates are brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Minocqua Chevrolet is here to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. They're 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers taking on the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago ahead of Milwaukee by just 1.5 games in the NL Central Division. The Brewers losing yesterday to the Twins 5-4, despite home runs from Garrett Mitchell and Christian Yelich. Jake Bauer's likely robbed of a home run with the wind blowing in at Target Field. Pat Murphy.
I mean, Bauer swinging the bat. He probably has 2 home runs on a different day. He was tremendous today. It's great to see Yelly back swinging it, being really on time and on it.
NFL, the Packers' new linebacker, Zaire Franklin, says he's excited to be playing in prime time in 6 games this season, something that would have never happened in his time with the Colts.
After seeing that schedule release, I'm definitely excited to be a Green Bay Packer this season. You know, thankful for the guys in the building, you know, welcome me in like I'm family. You know, it's definitely a special momentum building in that building going into the season.
That's linebacker Zaire Franklin with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to remind hunters to apply by Sunday, May 31st for a 2026 elk hunting license. More details when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. Wisconsin's elk hunting season is a unique outdoors opportunity open only to Wisconsin residents. You can purchase your elk license application online through gowild.wi.gov. Application purchases are also available in person at license agents across the state. There are some changes to the elk application process for the 2026 season. Applicants will now have the choice to apply for a bull and or antlerless license for units with a huntable quota. Additionally, selected elk hunters will have 1 continuous season, opening Saturday, October 17th and continuing through Sunday, December 13th, thus eliminating the split season structure that was in effect from 2018 through last year. The application fee is $10 for each drawing and is limited to 1 application per person. For each application fee, $7 goes directly to elk management, monitoring, and research. If you're selected in the drawing, your elk hunting license will cost $49. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting for more information. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This 92 Country Weather Update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty.
Northwoods weather.
We have a chance of strong thunderstorms late today and especially tonight, so be weather aware here later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, mid to upper 60s tonight. Storms after about 8 or 9 p.m. with a low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
At Northwoods Realty and Property Management, they know your house is more than just wooden shingles. It's your cozy shelter from the storm. Their realtors bring heart and integrity to every transaction, ensuring excellence every step of the way. Plus, with the largest local vacation rental marketplace, over 60 options to choose from, including homes, cabins, and resorts, Northwoods Realty makes your dreams a reality. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com today, and let's weather the market together.
Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Almost had a revolt outside. People thought there was no gray area today.
Oh yeah, one song played and man, I saw the stock market started to plummet. People reacted as though, I don't know, I'm gonna get political if I keep talking the way I was about to.
The robins were pecking at the door. It was ugly.
People acting like gas was back down in the threes.
Remember that shirt I told you about last week that I got from our box that I said I may reveal at some point?
I'm not sure I do remember, because there was you were burying a couple leads last
the
week.
The Batman shirt?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned it wasn't going to fit.
Tried it out. I'm trying it out today as an undershirt. I'm not real sure it's an undershirt.
Are you wearing a Batman shirt right
but
now?
But I got a big problem. Because this shirt is not appropriate for a 60-year-old man to wear, I don't think, on the outside. But yet on the inside, I don't know, it's a little too bulky. It's one of those shirts where you want to wear it, but you're like, I don't know what its function is. See, it comes up, and then it's got a little mask here. Oh, it's got a lot going on.
Well, you know what I think it is? So that actually looks to me like a fishing shirt.
Oh, yeah, because it's got the little the thing to go up over the mouth, right?
Well, the neck guard. Like, there's a lot of, and the material. It's that stretchy material, that kind of silky polyester-based, elastic-y material that a lot of fishermen will recognize.
That's a nice shirt.
Yes, if you buy a fishing shirt right now and it's not a button-down, chances are it's that. And I'm going to say it, it's because a lot of people trust the wrong people when it comes to sunscreen. There's a lot of popular talk right now that sunscreen causes cancer because people don't believe science is science. And yeah, we're not going to go there. But people are wearing shirts instead of sunscreen right now. And you can tell if you see somebody with only their hands sunburned, it's like you like fishing and not reading.
I'm Batman. Today I am Batman.
But it is a fantastic Batman shirt. The problem is the color scheme. That's not a Batman color.
I know. I don't know what orange and black. I don't quite get that part of it.
You know, if you're from Phillips and you love Batman, Joel may have a free Phillips Batman shirt here sometime soon.
Yeah, this is a good Phillips Logger shirt. Yeah,
maybe. It is.
Well, when I come down this fall and I do, if I have to fill in or this winter for any ball games, and you see a brightly colored guy up in the balcony up there doing the ball game with a Batman logo on it, that would be me representing Phillips with my new Batman shirt.
You know, I admire Phillips for their commitment to the orange color scheme.
Yeah,
you know, like Shawamigan, I love those colors. I helped pick them. Green, black, yellow, white. I submitted those four, but so did other people. You can't give me credit. That said,
sound like you were taking credit though.
No, like I want to pound home that I'm with it. But I will, because I didn't want to be misunderstood when I say this next part. Shawamigan's color scheme is easy to follow.
Yeah.
Green, black, yellow, white. Chances are any object you find in the Northwoods has one of those four colors on it somewhere.
Right.
In fact, most of them. But orange, bright orange, stink eye.
That's a commitment.
It is, and they do it. There's orange all over the place. When I go to Phillips and I'm hanging out in that gym, it's like, you know what? This color scheme rocks.
Yeah.
I love what they do with it. It's like, you know what? Yeah. We know you see this.
Yeah.
So Look closer.
You listen to Brewer broadcast. Have you been listening to many of the Brewer games at all?
Here and there. Not as often as I want to. I wanted to be listening to Brewers all season this season, but, you know, it hasn't gone like I wanted.
Well, like a lot of fans, once it gets a little deeper into the season, we have a tendency to pay a little bit more attention. When there's 162 games, we get it. You drift in and out. But I listened a lot over the weekend because we were doing some monitoring of our other stations at Cary Brewer. And I, first time I heard it, I said out loud to my wife, I said, every time the Brewers make a pitching change, it's brought to you by adult diapers. And she said, no. Just like, I feel so bad for Mr. Leverance and the other Brewer announcer. Every time there's a pitching change, and it's brought to you by so-and-so adult diapers. And they try to, you can just hear them biting their own tongue, trying not to insult the advertiser. And I realize adult diapers are part of the world. I get it. But every time there's a pitching change, goodness gracious. Brought to you by adult diapers.
It's definitely a choice. I mean, well, you know what they say. So I've heard that type of specifically incontinence, the term that I heard is the silent epidemic. Mm-hmm. That there are so many people out there in situations with that kind of thing, but it's just it's such a taboo thing. It's not a polite conversation. You can't talk to anybody but a doctor Or, you know, maybe your significant other, if it's been going on for years, you can let that one complaint out. I can't believe I have to deal with this.
Yeah, I know it's a part of life, but just to hear it during a Brewer game, I was just like, we've become so numb to the advertising sellout. This is something when I was a kid we used to joke about. Yeah, someday every home run will be brought to you by Bob's four-bagger burgers, you know, or something. And now if you listen to a broadcast, they're just throwing, they're left and right. It's like a boxing match with two guys who drank way too much caffeine before the match. They're just coming out, bing, bong, boom, boom. They're just like, we're going to hit you with this sponsor, and he stole second base, brought to you by Bob's Bail Bonds, and just all this. It's just coming at you everywhere.
I miss the days when it was using her sausage and Mason Crosby's field goals were donations from Sargento Cheese, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Every time he kicked a field goal, Sargento donated $1,000 to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, Sargento, well done. You're not spending more than $3,000 a game for a lot of quality advertising.
And I get it, but still, it's just weird for me to hear. And by the way, as I listened to baseball, I thought to myself, how painful does it have to be? Umpires who have to make the announcement after someone challenges a ball or strike call. And then the umpire has to come on quickly on the microphone and say it was a ball or it was a strike. So-and-so has two challenges left. Every single umpire that makes that announcement, in their voice, it sounds like, this computer is taking my job. Every single time. It's just like the Brewers are challenging the ball count. And then 2 seconds later, the ball count has been reversed to a strike. The Brewers retain their two challenges, and I'm about to be without a job. Can anybody please hire me? That's what they should say, because the home plate umpire will still be there, but it's not going to be what it was before, and it might be as soon as next year. It could be very, very soon. It's obvious. We don't need the umpire behind the plate to call balls and strikes. The technology will do it all. We don't need the guys with the chains on the sideline for football. We don't need them anymore. They're not necessary, but we're just kind of slowly transitioning and trying to just nudge people toward that not being there anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that said, I fully expect the umpire to still be there.
Still be there, yes.
Earpiece, though.
But not calling balls and strikes.
No, but, well, so they will, I think that
the motion, make the motion.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you put a camera on the umpire 5 years from now, and compared it to a camera on an umpire 5 years ago, I think it'll look about the same. But instead of them actually making the call in the moment, they're just they're the scoreboard. They're the visual display for what the earpiece just told them. Like, the robot says strike, I give a strike call. Or if the robot says ball, and maybe they can become the source of a challenge too.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe there'll be a situation where the umpire raises something like, hey, I'm not sure that was correct. And then, of course, you've got a conflict of interest between the players. So maybe not. But you can envision some simple evolutions there. But yeah, I picture them doing the same thing. It's just theater now. You know, I show you what the computer just told me.
Or and evolving past that, could it then be to the point where banana ball or something like that takes it to another level where the pitch is made and then there's just a sound effect in the stadium? You know, just a sound effect that indicates, you know, ball or strike, whatever it may be. Maybe the umpire doesn't have to. But one thing you can't replace is that third strike. Oh, the third called strike.
You know, I can't.
When the umpire with his left hand over here and his right hand down by his knee just crosses him and goes, "Hoo-yah! You're out."
I can hear the talking heads now. How they react will depend on who's the president at the time. But can you just picture it? They're coming after baseball. They want to undo the umpire, a critical portion of the American pastime. It's an attack on our country. Nope. It's just time we upgrade.
Anybody who umpires baseball, whether you're at a little league level, a Babe Ruth, or a high school, believe me, everyone in the stadium, except for the person who got called out on that third strike, that batter, but everyone, even if there's only three people watching and two of them are at the hot dog stand at the local ball game, as soon as they hear you going, "Hi-ya!" or something like that, something with a foreign language possibility, "Hi-ya!" like there, oh, we find joy in that. When I coached Little League and I got an umpire who just was just emphatic about that called third strike. It's just like, all right, that was my batter. I don't appreciate it, but nice job. That was pretty cool.
You know, when I hear those umpires too, like those, the noises they make, like you can tell what shape the words are supposed to be. It's kind of like somebody held up the stencil for the word they're trying to use and just like, here, fill in the middle, and they go, strike three, get out of there. It's like, you know, I know what you said, but I don't know if anybody else from any other country ever would. Like, it reminds me of a clip, and it was, I'll do my best here, but it was the one of those scrolling through the internet things. The caption that I saw was, God forbid I try to learn English as a second language. And it was a guy sitting there drinking with his friends, and he used a phrase, and I'll repeat this if I have to. He said, you can call me anything you want, just don't call me that. And I thought, yeah, I know exactly what he said. I know exactly what he said. But imagine you don't know this language. You can call me anything you want. You don't call me that. It's like, so, all right, I won't call you that. But what was my friend from Europe meant to think?
So the question with Major League Baseball is how fast will they progress this technology? It seems to be embraced. People like that quick challenge that the batter and the catcher have to make. But again, I think it's going to go away. I never thought the umpire coming out to argue calls would go away. That is coming back a little bit, by the way. There are still some things that an umpire can call that's not reviewable. And it's like a manager in the dugout is just waiting. It's like a cat waiting for that bird to land on the ground and then just creeping up on it and creeping up on it. That's what a manager is waiting for, that one call that the umpire made that's not reviewable. And then he's out there with his hat turned backwards. He's he's throwing second base into center field and just getting the frustration out. By the way, Bobby Cox, great manager from the Atlanta Braves, just passed away a couple of weeks ago, last week. He came two games shy of, in his Major League Baseball coaching career, of being kicked out of an entire baseball season. 160 games he was kicked out of in his career.
Wow.
And he came too shy of an entire season of just being in the dugout or being in the back room playing euchre and having a beer or whatever.
Bobby Cox and the season that wasn't.
160 games he got kicked out of.
That's incredible. I mean, don't say he didn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think he was the guy shouting like I was interested. You can call me anything. That's Bobby Cox just going at an umpire.
I wonder if there was ever that conversation where his daughter said, "Hey, Dad, I've got tonight. It's really important. I'm in a musical, and I'm like the lead in the musical, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Is there any way you can, you know, your game starts at 5:30? Can are you going to be there for at least part of it?" And Bobby looks at her and says, "I'll be there."
You need me to miss a game? I'll hold my beer.
I will get kicked out in the first inning, and I'll be there for the prelude.
That's a hold my beer kind of moment. And speaking of hold my beer, it's weirdly appropriate. We actually, so Rachel and I haven't been watching many movies lately, but I've kind of felt wanting. I think we both kind of been wanting to, because we've been watching a lot of YouTube and stuff that's not series or movies, disconnected stuff. You know, like here's a half hour video of this, and it's kind of nice sometimes to watch the same series or even just a movie that's the same world for more than 20 minutes at
a
time.
Sure.
Well, I realized that the last two movies we watched one yesterday, and they were both baseball movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't even intentional, but a couple weeks ago we watched Field of Dreams because I'd never actually seen it all the way through before.
Great movie.
And I wound up kind of stumbling on the synopsis, and I realized that it's only kind of about baseball, and it's really about your relationship with your father, and it's like, okay, you got me.
I've been there. I walked out of the corn, actually.
Well, and I love that they're playing games there, and they're going to use that, and they rebuilt it recently, and that's a real thing. I absolutely love that. But then yesterday, we completely crossed the river and stayed in the same country. We were on the other side of the same coin. And I'll give you a quote, and I want to see if you can name the movie.
I know what movie it is already.
Do you?
I know what you're going to say.
Non-alcoholic. What's the point?
Major League?
Nope.
No, it wasn't Major League.
No. Okay. Fresher than that. If you know that movie, what's it from? I got no prize for you except the congratulations I'll give you on the other side.
Non-alcoholic, what's the point?
Non-alcoholic. What's the point? What baseball movie does that come from? Only arguably a baseball movie. You get to see kids throw down, though, in that movie. It's a good one. We'll talk about it after news, weather, and sports on The Gray Area. You're listening to 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The president warning Iran time is running out to reach a peace deal. In a Weekend Post, the president says Iran's leaders, quote, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left. That helping to push oil prices up this morning, with Brent crude at one point topping $110 a barrel. An investigation is now underway after two Navy fighter jets collided during an air show in Idaho over the weekend. ABC's Hannah Batah.
The two modified F-18s were performing an aerial demonstration when they appeared to touch and get tangled together. The jets hanging in the air for a few moments before the crew ejects, their parachutes opening, before the planes plunge to the ground, exploding on impact. The base was briefly locked down, but no one on the ground was injured.
No rushing at all this morning for hundreds of thousands of commuters who would normally be using the busiest rail system in the country. A strike stopping the Long Island Railroad completely. Negotiations underway now. This is ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells WizPolitics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
News updates are brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Minocqua Chevrolet is here to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. They're 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
The Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field. The Brewers and the Cubs in a battle for the NL Central Division. The crew winning their series against the Twins over the weekend, but losing yesterday 5-4. Lefty Robert Gasser, called up from Nashville, made some mistakes in his four innings pitched. Manager Pat Murphy.
Gas wasn't sharp. He can't give up five free bases and pitch in the big leagues in four innings. He knows better, and hopefully it'll be better.
The Cubs lost their series to the White Sox, 2-1. Losing yesterday to the Southsiders 9-8, the Cubs have now lost 6 of their last 10 games. Craig Counsell.
I mean, I don't have answers right now, to be honest with you. I mean, that's why you get to these places. We haven't gotten answers, so we got to work to get them.
NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to come back to the Steelers for 1 year, $25 million, reunited with head coach Mike McCarthy after he was fired by the Packers in 2018, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I've got Pete here with me on the phone. How's it going down there at Wheelway Autos in Fifield?
We are rock and rolling. We got some great news here for the next 2 weeks here at
will we? Make sure you check your mailbox. We're giving thousands of dollars off. We're giving a $25,000 winner, a $10,000 winner, $1,000, and many, many other cash prizes. Folks, check your mailbox. Somebody's guaranteed to have a $25,000 check or a $10,000 check in their mailbox. Make sure you get down here today.
See, and that's just it, Pete. I remember when you guys did something like this last year, I heard a lot of people thinking, hey, I bet there's not a winning ticket. They're just printing flyers. There's a winner out there, Pete, and someone's sitting on it.
Great. I'll tell you what. We've already paid the insurance company. We want to pay it out. We've added another $10,000 on top of it. $25,000, $10,000, $1,000 cash. All you got to do is bring the mailer in. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and come and see if you're the $25,000, $10,000, $1,000 winner. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Folks, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Looking for hidden treasures and unbeatable deals? Head to the Park Falls Area Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales, happening June 19th through the 21st. Shop dozens of garage sales and local sidewalk specials all across the area. From furniture and clothing to unique finds, there's something for everyone. Maps of all sale locations will be available online and at the Park Falls Chamber office starting June 12th, so you can plan your route and make sure to hit every stop. Don't miss this community-wide shopping event, June 19th. Through the 21st in the Park Falls area. For updates and details, visit parkfalls.com.
Save big money at Menards. Menards is your paint destination, offering the selection you need to refresh your home in one weekend. Pristine is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint and primer in one. It withstands the harshest weather conditions, and with its rain rinse technology, it will keep your home looking beautiful year-round. Save big money on Pristine exterior paint. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and start your painting project today.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find your dream home or pick from over 60 cozy vacation rentals, because no matter the weather, they've got you covered.
We have a chance of strong thunderstorms late today and especially tonight, so be weather aware here later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, mid to upper 60s tonight. The storms after about 8 or 9 p.m. with a low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
98 Q Country.
If you haven't already texted us, do so. Birthdays, anniversaries, annual celebrations. Got a couple of texts this morning.
I'm in mourning today.
You're in mourning? Well, until noon, we all are, Joel, but what's going on?
Oh, the Wild got knocked out. My Timberwolves got knocked out. Now I realize that my Twins, you saw them play over the weekend against the Brewers. They're not very good. It's going to be a long June, July, August. It's going to be a long 4 months. I got no sports. I got nothing. I got nothing.
And then you've got J.J. McCarthy versus Kyler Murray. So it's also going to be a long September, October, November. You know what's going to be really long is February and January. You're not even going to have football to watch in January. Anyway.
Congratulations, by the way, to intentionally change the subject. Danny Grigsby was the winner of our Brewer tickets from the Friday Free Ticket Friday. So, Danny, she also won those same tickets for the season opener.
Whoa!
So she knows where they are, and she was very excited. So she's going to go see the Dodgers and the Brewers, which will be a hopping weekend this weekend at AmFam Field with the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani coming to town.
Danny, watch out. People are going to start asking you sly questions like, hey, what time do you text your keywords? You know, if you catch stuff like exactly. that, those people aren't really your friends.
Exactly.
They're trying to steal your victory from you.
Yeah. I asked you a question today, just a quick question before we get into the birthdays, and we can address it another time. If you get knocked out in a professional pillow fight, or should you just be kicked out of the sport?
Or are you exemplifying what they're aiming for? Like, you're either doing the best or the worst in the field. If you're, I mean, is there a pillow under you when you land?
No. I was watching the Ocho yesterday, and they had pillow fighting on there from a couple years ago.
Gosh.
And the guy said, yeah, and one of the only knockouts to happen in pillow fighting national championships in 2023, so-and-so knocked out so-and-so. And I thought to myself, that person should have just been eliminated, because it's a pillow. If you get knocked out by a pillow, then obviously you're getting beat up pretty badly.
You know,
pretty badly.
You got to watch out, though. There's a story with my brother and my brother and my sister-in-law. He tossed her a roll of paper towels one time, like a football, you know, throw it overhand a little bit.
Oh.
And it was one of those moments where she knew it was coming. She requested the paper towels. She consented to have paper towels thrown at her, and yet kind of bobbled the catch. It caught her just on the right side of the chin, and she almost went down. She said that it hit that nerve in her jaw, and like she said, she got really woozy and sat down and probably would have tipped over a roll of paper towels, and not like wham, like it was the lob that you would expect. But no, you got to watch out. Things will knock you out cold.
By the way, there is a PFC, the Pillow Fighting Championships. Every year they hold it.
PFC USA.
PFC USA. 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 If you go to a Pillow Fighting Championship and you're chanting USA, what are you doing?
No. It's more like USA. USA. It's like a slumber party atmosphere. Are you required to wear pajamas if you're involved in a pillow fight? It feels appropriate.
If you're not, I feel like maybe you should be... you know, for assault or something, because it should be if you don't have pajamas on, what is it? It's not a pillow fight anymore. It's assault.
I think of that a lot. Like if you guys were wearing jeans, that would be illegal. Like you guys are wearing a uniform right now. You're dressed like 10 other guys. Otherwise you'd be arrested about
that. And then right before that, I watched the Papa Shot National Championships, the basketball, the little Papa Shot.
Papa Shot?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Grown men playing Papa Shot for national championship. And then I Googled it. There is no cash prize for the National Papa Shot Championship.
Well, yeah, you just get 50,000 tickets, and that's worth a quarter of an Xbox.
Yeah, it's worth two little packs of gummies and a plastic ring
from
the case.
You know, actually, before we dive into another delay, before we dive into birthdays, another YouTube video that was thrown at me, this group of like four guys decided they were going to live in an arcade until they won enough tickets to get the top prize, which was a PlayStation 5, I think, and it was 250,000 tickets at this arcade. And you know when you see that number that it's like, yeah, if I save up for 8 years. Well, they stayed there, I think it was between three and six guys for about 2.5 days. And of course, he waited all the way until the end of the video, and he didn't give the number. So I scrolled down in the comments, and the top comment was from him. He says, "The people demand answers. We spent a little over $3,900."
And they got a PS5 out of it.
To get that PS5 in arcade. And you know it's like that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But for some reason, there's just this mystical quality about the flashing lights and the gum stuck to the floor that tricks you into thinking, you know, that might happen one day. No. No, it will not. Buy a used car. Like it's going to be a better use of your money. You'll be able to pay it off faster. All right, birthdays, anniversaries, text them to us if you haven't so far. Huge happy birthday to an 8-year-old. Happy birthday on Saturday to Abigail Lewis.
All right, Abigail.
Happy 8th birthday, Abigail. Abigail, the first into our box of birthdays. Did I goof up?
We have a wave.
What did I say was?
Well, no, I think
Saturday, May 16th. If I said that it is Saturday, I shouldn't be reading about it today.
Oh,
that's my fault. Okay. Thank you so much. Rachel's doing everything she can to make sure what I say makes sense.
His was. It's you get the whole week. Either way, you get the whole week.
But see, that's the thing. You get a good person like Rachel involved in trying to corral someone like me, and there's only so much that can be done. Thank you. Thank you, hon. I appreciate you. I'd also like to give a huge congratulations to Rachel, who graduated college Saturday. Annual celebrations. I got to shout like a fool in a stadium full of a couple thousand people. I didn't think I was going to be that person who shouted, "Go, Rachel!" And then halfway through shouting it, I realized I was shouting.
Were you that guy after the person at the very beginning said, "Please wait till the end to applaud for your graduation"?
No. They did it differently because it was a UW Stout graduation. And she said, "And remember, this is a celebration, so make sure you celebrate every graduate." They didn't even pretend that people weren't going to clap.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
I was the one guy shouting, "Go, Rachel!" And then I got greeted by the groups of like 18 or 20 people that some graduates bought. It's like, man, it's like you guys showed up for a parking lot car takeover or something like that. Either way, huge happy birthday. It was last Saturday, already happened. Abigail Lewis turned
Ms.
8
Lewis, yes.
on this past Saturday.
All right.
Happy anniversary yesterday to Terry and Ron Brendelin. 29th anniversary. Happy anniversary.
She went to Luke Combs for her birthday.
Happy anniversary from your kids. And they did. They did. Terry texted me. They went to Luke Combs. It was great. The Packers players came out both nights. Matt LaFleur was there on Saturday night with the guys, and they chugged a beer. And you can find video of that. There's pictures left and right. Matt LaFleur is not a quick He's not a quick, what do they call that, shotgun. He doesn't shotgun a beer very quickly, but he does know how to do it without spilling everywhere. So there's he'll come along. There's still time.
You know, when you're on stage like that, you can always fake shotgun a beer. I mean, you can just tilt it up and not, you know, take it all down and just, you know, make it whatever.
So. Well, right. The only way you can prove that the beer was shotgunned is if some comes out when they crack it and if none comes out when they crush it at the end.
Yeah.
You have to see some and then you have to see none. That's how you know it actually happened. Yeah. Finally, happy anniversary to Michelle and John Smith from Allie and Mal. Nice. Happy anniversary to you two.
All right, very good.
And a huge shout out to Rachel for that incredible accomplishment. See, yes. Rachel and I kind of did it similarly. We both decided to try 4 or 5 colleges, but she decided, you know what, I'll get my degree after all. I'm still sitting here quite unfinished. Rachel's got it down, though. Hey, if you're celebrating today, happy birthday to you. You celebrate alongside Spencer Breslin. He played Curtis in the Santa Claus movie. He's Abigail Breslin's younger brother. Been pretty quiet lately, like many kid actors. Oh, we got an anniversary came in. Happy anniversary to Tammy and Mike Medcraft. That's last Saturday.
All right. Hey,
that's from your friends from Woo-hoo. Family Worship Center. Happy anniversary, Tammy and Mike. They'll be entered into the cake drawing. Got a country singer on the list today. David Nail turns 47.
Yeah, he had a couple big hits.
Oh, yeah. Tina Fey. He's in our list. I'm trying to think of which one we have. I know we have at least one David Nail song. We've got Whatever She's Got. Whatever. That's David Nail. Yeah. Let It Rain and Send My Love. We've also got Tina Fey turning 56 today, the SNL alum and comic actor. She's about as funny as they get.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Tina's fantastic.
She's the one who was a Sarah Palin character, right? Was that her?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
But I know when you combine Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, you get Gray laughing.
Yeah.
Like those two together. Oh, my gosh. And Kate McKinnon, just forget it. Forget it. The funniest women I've ever heard of.
Yes, yes.
Enigma. The dude behind the 1991 Gregorian chant, Sadness. Is that Sadness?
I remember that song very well.
Sadness Part 1. Enigma is 69 today.
Very cool song.
Oh, we go to the Mount Rushmore of country music.
Who's on there?
George. King George. George Strait is 74 today. How many number one hits do you think George Strait has had?
In fact, I think I Googled it because I think I want to say 60 plus.
Dead on.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Because I Googled it. When we were talking about, I was having a conversation with my wife about the Mount Rushmore, and then I had to Google how many number ones, and that's why I cheated.
So. 60 number one hits. That is the most in the history of music in any genre. On any chart.
So he's on Mount Rushmore. Don't you try to take George Strait off my Mount Rushmore of country artists.
Yeah, so if you're in a younger crowd, if you're in your 20s and you're thinking, man, what is with this with George Strait? Well, go find the greatest hits of George Strait. First of all, that list is twice as long as any other artist. Mm-hmm. Second of all, play them all. You'll know them all. You'll recognize them all. You might not have noticed that you know a lot of George Strait, but you do.
The old troubadour.
I bet you'll recognize 40 of those 60 songs. Mm-hmm. They'll at least sound kind of familiar. George Strait, 74 today. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, played himself in The Naked Gun, The Benchwarmers, and a bunch of TV shows. He's 80 today, and he rounds out the list of birthdays for May 18th. If we missed yours, send them to us through the text line. We'll give a late shout out. Right now, though, coming up on about 8:45, Joel, we're not done with the gray area quite yet, but what's your plan for the day?
Oh, it's catch-up day today, tomorrow for me. I got a lot of things to catch up on work-wise from the weekend because I shut it off. I shut off work for the weekend. So that means Monday I get to come in and answer everybody's emails and stuff.
Does that mean tomorrow is mustard day and then Wednesday is relish
ketchup,
day?
Mustard,
is that the
yes.
day you relish most?
Yes.
Dang, I should have worded that joke differently. All right, we'll work on that one.
It was all there.
Relish jokes.
It was all there for you.
What, you ordered it with everything? All right, we'll do that later. I'm done.
I came to a realization over the weekend. I said this to my wife, and she looked the other way and kind of shook her head like she always does. I realized over the weekend that I miss Gilligan's Island.
Oh, we were talking about Gilligan recently.
I miss Gilligan's Island.
You know, they're
still
there.
It's not on in syndication anywhere unless an app bought it or it's sitting in an app somewhere. I don't know.
Go to the island. They're still stuck there.
They're so they never did.
You can watch it live. You can beat Joel Carnes. This episode of Gilligan's Island was filmed in front of a one-person live studio audience. Joel Carnick provided all laugh tracks.
And brought to you by It Depends Adult Diapers.
That's called a callback.
Which is a whole other question about that part of Gilligan's Island.
Oh, Joel, you just started my Monday off with a whole nother. I haven't heard anybody say a whole nother in weeks.
I watched a documentary a couple years ago about Gilligan's Island and how it was filmed and where it was filmed and the lot that they filmed it on in Hollywood. And it kind of disappointed me a little bit. I was hoping, going into it, I thought to myself, I know this isn't true, that they were actually on an island and they filmed it on an island, but that's what I'm hoping for. And it didn't happen. And I came away from it thinking to myself, like, 50 feet behind that coconut tree basically was like the Hollywood sign.
The craft services table. Yeah, yeah. Like there was yeah, somebody.
I was all right there.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. There was an elevator within 200 feet from the tree that you know best. And
It's very disappointing sometimes to watch those deep documentary shows about how they made them, because like the Munsters and the Addams Family, they do such a great job of presenting it in a whole as what it is, and then you see how it was done and you're just like, well, that's not right.
That's when it started to make sense to me that people fall in love with cinematography and the art of making movies and TV shows and stuff like that. It's when I started to see the behind the scenes, you know, like the movie It, the Stephen King novel, the killer clown thing. Like they did that, what, 10 years ago now? They did a redo of that.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of the sewer set. They had built wooden tunnels and lined them with fake rocks and sprayed them with water to make them glisten. Like, it looks like they were filming in a sewer, but they built it from scratch, and you could see it from the outside like a little rat maze that these kids were moving in. And I thought, that's incredible that you put that much work into hiding the work you do. Mm-hmm. Like, the nature of the work is that you can't tell that it was done. Oh, I started, like, I ended up in a mental rabbit hole, like, okay, cool, the camera work is neat, the acting is incredible, but that is impressive in ways even I can understand.
You know what movie sent me into a mental rabbit hole for a while was The Truman Show.
I thought Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz, and Gargoyles, too.
Oh, The Truman Show, there are delusions. The
Truman Show, there have been points in my life where I have seen stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking left and right. I'm just like, am I in the Truman Show here? like on the Truman Show, where he goes, I believe, to use the elevator, and the elevator door opens, and it's like the craft
services table. Yep.
It's like a set behind, and he's wondering what is going on. How can that be happening behind? We've all had a couple moments like that in our life, but when you watch the Truman Show, you think to yourself, you know what? They could pull that off. That could be a dome above me. What am I doing here?
Well, you know what one of my favorite parts of that movie is? That they come with questions that they never answer. And that was very true back in the day, just in general. Nowadays, movies try to answer every question you might have, and it kind of removes the mystery out of things. Like, if you saw Stranger Things end in the last couple of months, they left it off on a question mark. You can't say for certain that it ended one particular way versus the other. And now that they've done that, that conversation will persist through all of time. It's just like all of the great movies where people are still debating over something, and really the only answer is, yeah, we can't tell. But people will say they know, they'll say that it happened a very particular way, but The Truman Show comes with the question, how did he not notice until he was like 35? And there's a million reasons that he might not have noticed. There was probably a billion opportunities for him to notice. But it's easier for me to sit here and think, yeah, I was pretty dense in my 20s. I'd miss something pretty major. I did miss some pretty major things.
And everybody has their own reality, too.
Yes.
I mean, there's a reality and there's a norm that's created in your early years in your life. So if you haven't seen The Truman Show, see it. I don't think there's anything in The Truman Show that I would say that's not even appropriate for like an 11 or 12-year-old.
No.
It's an appropriate movie. There's really nothing in there.
I mean, and it is kind of like the 90s form of appropriate. Like, there's a moment where there's like a threat of violence, but it doesn't happen. It's just kind of a panic reaction to...
It's so different. It's so different.
That's a human movie. Yeah. And I mean, like, the character of Christoph, fantastic.
Yeah.
Every actor in that one, and I love it's just like Ovaltine, you know, like it just, oh man. And
speaking of Jim Carrey, did you see his entrance on the Colbert Show? It was one of the late night talk shows he was on. I think it was on Cinco de Mayo, and they introduce Jim Carrey, and he comes walking out with a whole what do they call the single, the band, the mariachi
band,
the whole mariachi band, and he's got the purple umbrella and he goes up and down. I mean, it's just, there's a video out there, just put Jim Carrey Cinco de Mayo, and it's just everything Jim Carrey is right there on him walking out. It's great.
Might need a dose of that on a Monday morning.
It's funny.
You've been hanging out with the Gray Area though, and like always, Joel's going to teach me how to archive this. We're going to work on that this week. I'll be doing some of that work.
Yes.
But if there's something like this, the Gray Area, Reality Radio on a Wednesday, the Shopping Show on a Friday, chances are you can go listen back on the website, 98qcountry.com. Click that button in the top right, the three lines. People call it a hamburger. It's an abstract hamburger.
Hamburger, really?
By the way, that's my new band name, Abstract Hamburger. You cannot take it. But click the Abstract Hamburger. Click on the 98Q podcast section. Joel's already writing jokes about what I just said, and we'll probably hear them later this hour or later today.
I'll catch up with you later.
All right. We'll catch you later, but I'm still here. I've got another hour of the morning show. It's just 8:54 and some change. Word from sponsors up next on 98Q.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Protect your home with Lake House Exteriors, your local experts in siding, roofing, and energy-efficient windows. Call 715-614-2225 today.
To us, it's simple. We work hard for you selling land, waterfront, and country property. United Country Real Estate, Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties. Professional service that delivers results for you.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen up, Glidden. If you haven't been to the Dead Squirrel Bar and Grill, you're missing out. It's open 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday at 2 p.m. and Thursday through Sunday at 11 a.m. Staying open late. Guests enjoy their famous pizzas, including a new buffalo chicken pie, fresh appetizers, and drinks colder than your ex's heart. Visit 24 North Grand Street and hang with Dave, Brooklyn, and the crew. And be sure to stay tuned. Squirrel Fest is coming June 13th. The Dead Squirrel. It's anything but roadkill.
Is a spring refresh in your plans? Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is the area's go-to building and hardware store, offering everything from bright Holman Lindsay paint to durable PPG deck stain, plus a full range of doors, windows, and tools. In fact, they also design and build custom structures, whether it's a garage, a storage shed, or a dream project. They even make keys on site. Family owned since 1971. Ronner's Lumber in Fifield helps build bright futures. Visit them today. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
We examine EKGs and use advanced imaging to uncover minute details. But what we see is you. We see how your heart beats with love and powers laughter. Even as we practice the latest medical science and perform advanced procedures, what we see is how we can help you live a healthy and active life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Heart Care. What we see is you.
Warm weather means fun on Lake Okabena in Worthington, Minnesota, including lakeside summer events like the annual Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival June 12th and 13th. It's free and it will feature national artists Red Farron, Chase McDaniel, self-titled The Indecisions, and the Crown Jewels tribute to Queen. July 3rd, it's the Radio Works Beach Bash free show featuring Big Toe and the Jam, plus fireworks over the lake the 3rd and 4th. It's all in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The U.S. House has voted to remove controversial provisions from the Farm Bill that would have weakened pesticide protections and given chemical companies legal immunity. The provisions sought to strip states of their authority to pass stronger protections against pesticides, allow pesticide applications near schools and playgrounds, and block people harmed by exposure from suing chemical companies. May is Clean Air Month, but after decades of progress, the air we breathe in Wisconsin could be getting more polluted, according to the DNR. That's because a long list of federal protections have been rolled back or dismantled over the past year, including vehicle emission standards, safeguards against toxic mercury in the air, and rules aimed at cracking down on ozone pollution drifting here from other states. Right now on the Defender podcast, should you be worried about AI data centers and our water? A deep dive into the research at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station. Available anywhere with the free Civic Media app. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Oil prices this morning pulling back just a bit after hitting $110 a barrel earlier this morning. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
Oil prices rising overnight after a drone strike on a nuclear plant in the United Arab Emirates. Gas prices here at home now averaging around $4.50 a gallon. Republicans acknowledging little can be done to lower prices beyond reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The war and its economic toll have damaged the president's approval ratings